Okay, now pull in here. Left, turn left. Now brake. Brake, 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 brake. Okay, good. Now turn off the engine. Okay, now you can open your eyes. Surprise! No, silly. Not that we're still alive. Okay, okay, next time I'll drive, but surprise! Look at where we are! Isn't it cool? Lovecraft's Temple of Eldritch Mysteries and Spa. Okay, it does look a tiny bit run down, but they are trying to redevelop the whole waterfront. Now, I know a spa is a little odd for a first date, but we both worked so hard and I thought we deserved a little tender love and care. Maybe we can get a couples massage or mani-pedis? Well, no, I've never actually been here before, but I love the vibe in their ad. Using ancient arts and mystic powers to transform you, mind, body, and soul. Cool, right? This is totally my groove. I'm a very spiritual person, and they have coupons. But you know what really sold me? See their logo? The little circle with 8 squiggly lines radiating out of it? I have a birthmark that looks just like that on my butt. No, you can't see it. At least, not yet. But how cool is that? You think it looks like an octopus? Ew! I always thought of it as a flower with, well, 8 skinny petals. But this is cool, right? A spa? Please tell me you're not one of those guys who are so insecure about their masculinity that they can't embrace their healing side. You can? Good. Great. 'Cause you're pretty cute and I'd hate it if our auras didn't blend. Come on, let's go in. Ooh, this is so cool. I mean, it's an interesting vibe, don't you think? Dank? I'd call it more of a sunken resort theme. You know, like Atlantis or a Holiday Inn risen from the waves. The puddles on the floor? Maybe it's just a sign of how committed they are to the whole effect. Come on, let's check in. Hey! Hello, hi! My date and I are here for a couples treatment. I have coupons. Do you have a list of spa services that you offer? Cool, thank you. A sea salt Shoggoth scrub. That sounds interesting. Or an essence of Azathoth infused mud bath. Or how about a Nyarlathotep nail treatment? Ooh, I love the exotic names, but I've always been partial to Italian. Oh, and look here, they offer something called an octo massage. Maybe we should go for that in honor of my octo birthmark. Huh? Oh, it's just a little joke. I was telling my date about this birthmark I have. It looks just like your logo. What? No, you can't see it. What is with everybody? What do you mean my birthmark means I'm the chosen one? Is that better than coupons? Yeah? Okay then, cool. I'll be your chosen one. Ooh, complimentary wine? Yum. Hey, how come he gets the big gold cup? The chalice of possession? Okay, well, shouldn't I be the one possessing it if I'm your 1,000 chosen customer or whatever this special giveaway is? What's in his anyway? Essence of Elder Gods? I think I'll have the Chardonnay. Thank you! Cheers, hun! Wasn't this a great idea? Oh yeah, the treatment. I think we should try the Cthulhu seaweed wrap. What do you think? Hey, are you okay? You look a little flushed. Oh, did that wine go right to your head? Wow. Let's get you all stripped down and stretched out and relaxed. A seaweed wrap is really restful. Very detoxifying. So, you go to the men's locker room and I'll see you in the treatment room. Wow, they are committed to their theme. This treatment room looks more like a sunken church or temple. Oh, I love that that table is shaped like an altar. Come, worship me. Oh, hi. Are you here to give me my wrap? Love the robes, hun. Yeah, I get so tired of those scrubs they wear in other spas. So clinical. I'm expecting my day. Oh, sure. Or we could get started right now. I better get all wrapped up anyway before he sees my birthmark. Let me hang my robe and lay on the table. So, I've never had a Cthulhu seaweed wrap before. Can you... Oh! That's a big pile of weed. Are they moving? What's dripping off them? It looks sticky. Wait, don't! Just let it drop on my feet! That just sent a shockwave through my whole body. What does Cthulhu mean anyway? Is that like Italian for aphrodisiac? Wait, so you're just gonna dump those weeds on my feet? I thought there was a whole fuck. It's like being ankle deep in an orgy. Oh my god, that doesn't even make sense. I can feel the tangles all the way up to my thighs. My aura must be pussy pink and dripping. Wait, this is supposed to be relaxing, not stimulating. Especially not on the first date. When he gets here, I can't be... Fuck! Are those leads moving? Shit, they're crawling up my legs, wrapping around my knees, my thighs. No, stop! No, not there! No, not between my... No! Fuck me! Just the touch of the weed against my pussy. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Wait. It's got my hands. My arms. The weed is wrapping me tight. It's around my stomach. Touching my... My tits. My fucking tits. Like fucking lightning against my nipples. It's too much. It's too much. I gotta get it off me. Wait, no, I can't. I can't move. I can't move. I can't move. It's got me trapped. It's got me wrapped and trapped. Fuck. It's like vegan bondage. Oh, thank God, honey, over here. Help me. Help me get loose. Help me get out. I'm stuck. Oh, I'm stuck. I can't move. Wait, are you okay? Why are you dressed like that? In that bright robe with that... a fish crown? Talk to me. Talk to me, please. You look different. Like, literally green around the gills. Jesus fuck, are those gills? What happened to you? Hey, weed girl, what did you do to my date? What do you mean he's possessed? Possessed by what? An elder god? Shit. You put something in his wine, you fuckers! You slipped him some kind of transmuta morpher roofie. What is he turning into? The embodiment of your god's potency? A human vessel bursting with spiritual essence? What, like he's a walking penis? You turned my date into the foreskin of the gods? Do you know how hard it is to find a normal nice guy in this town? So what's he gonna do to me? Cut the chosen one bullshit. Oh. He's gonna fuck a brood of monster babies into me? That will grow up to enslave the world? What? I'm going to be the mother of the apocalypse? Shit! Bitch, I can't even find my dog's vet clinic without an app, and you think I'm gonna play some dead mother to a pack of bouncing baby nightmares? Oh, so the first thing they do is eat Momsy. Fuck, let me up! Let me up! No! No, don't leave me alone with fish dick over here! Come back here, please! Shit. Hey, baby. Some couple's treatment, huh? Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, the weeds are turning me over. Spreading my legs. Fuck. The elder gods do it doggy style. Fucking religion. No. No, honey, please. Please leave the robe on. We don't have to do this. Fuck. Oh, God, I want to. These weeds holding me. Oiling me. Fuck, I've never been so wet, so turned on. Fuck the end of the world. Show me that cock, baby. Show me that big, hard cock. Oh. No, it's fine. I just thought, you know, it'd be like monster-sized or something. No, it's a great cock. Perfectly normal. Oh, sweetie, don't get all saggy. You're the poster boy for potency, remember? I'm sure it'll do the job. Bringing about the apocalypse kind of makes you the world's biggest dick by default. Listen, baby. Listen. These weeds are short-circuiting my fucking mind and just... blazing up my libido. I need something inside me. Anywhere inside me. Bring that cock here, honey. Let me get my lips around it. Oh... That's it. Get hard for me, hon. Get so fucking hard. Yeah. Fucking monster. Fuck. Fuck my mouth, you demon. You fucking reject from the Black Lagoon. Wiggle a little until... Fuck. I got a strand of fucking weed right up against my clit. Fuck. Fuck you off. Suck off the iron heart. Wanna be god dick. Feel your dick drumming. No, stay right there. Stay right here. My cunt is busy, baby. You can stay right here. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Come. That's it, doll.
Give it all to me. All those monster swimmers, let me swallow them down. Who's eating who now, bitches? They say I was the chosen one, so I'm choosing to fuck their plans. Give me every drop. Yeah. Yeah. When will these B-movie asshole villain fucks realize that being naked doesn't make a woman powerless? Hey. Hey, the weeds are loosening. Oh, and you're turning back to normal. We must have broken the curse or something. Pretty intense, huh? Probably doesn't happen too often on a first date. Oh, I don't mean the blowjob. That absolutely happens on a first date. I meant saving the world. Maybe next time we should go bowling. I got coupons. Come on. Let's get out of here. Actually, let me just grab a few pieces of this weed. What for? Oh, baby. I'm gonna use it to tie you to my bed, lube up your cock with the juice, and fuck you until you see God. Aw, sure you can keep the crown. And if you're really lucky, I may even show you my birthmark.